as we come together this Maundy Thursday, George and I will have the opportunity to wash some of your feet. And maybe we take it for granted that this is one of the things that we do on Maundy Thursday, as we have done for so many years. But do we stop to think of what it really means to have our feet washed by another? During Jesus' time, foot washing was a task for servants, not for the wealthy or the noble people. Masters just did not wash the feet of their servants. It was a test for the lesser. And yet, there was Jesus taking up the towel and basin and stooping to serve. What an example for all of us. He wanted to give a monumental lesson to his disciples, and for that matter, to us. He is demonstrating to his disciples what he means by love one another as I have loved you. Jesus demonstrates the power of his love by washing the feet of all his disciples. He even treats Judas, whom he already knows is going to betray him to the Roman soldiers, no differently. And while we are literally washing each other's feet tonight, I'd like to suggest that Jesus is showing us how to figuratively wash each other's feet, as he is commanding us to be the humble servants needed in the places where we live, work, and play. He is directing us to make the willing sacrifice to do what is necessary to make the other person whole, to ensnare the other person, to ensure that the other person has enough. You see, foot washing isn't about foot washing. It's about serving others at personal sacrifice, humbling ourselves when we don't have to, because we don't have to. It's somebody watching the children of a neighbor when an emergency arises and you have to get to the hospital. It is people showing up at another's door with hot soup on a cold night, knowing that the folks in need have lost power. It's about clearing someone's driveway of snow or mowing their lawn because you know they're not healthy enough to do it themselves. It's listening to someone who needs to talk when you don't have time to listen. It's giving of ourselves when we don't have to. Someone recently shared a story with me that had been on CBS News and appeared in a newspaper in Wrightsville Beach. I think it demonstrates what Jesus was trying to teach us. He calls and sends each of us to find that charity and goodness within ourselves. Jimmy Galise owns a bar in Wrightsville Beach. One of his customers, a complete stranger to him, lost her wallet there a few months ago with her wedding ring in it. She was frantic, and Jimmy made his mission to find her ring. He began with a thorough screening of the security footage. He watched 3 hours worth from a half dozen different cameras, until he found her wallet on a bench outside of the bar with a shady character approaching. Later, Jimmy figured out who the shady character was and got him to confess to taking the cash and dumping the wallet in an ocean channel. Jimmy said that since he had spent all that time investigating, he was more determined than ever to find that wedding ring. He had 2 divers scour the seabed, and finally one of them eventually surfaced with a soggy wallet and the irreplaceable treasure, the wedding ring. Jimmy went so far beyond what most of us would do for a stranger, yet even after solving the mystery, he still felt the need to do more, not for the woman who had lost the wallet, but for the thief who took it. Jimmy found him living in the woods when the temperature was 30 degrees outside. He hadn't eaten in 2 days. Jimmy said he could tell the young man wasn't a criminal. He was just somebody who needed a little help. 17-year-old Rivers Crabber was estranged from his mother. He'd been trying to make it on his own, but he was homeless the day he stumbled into Jimmy's life. The young man said he couldn't have been luckier when he met Jimmy. He knew that Jimmy could have just given the security footage to the police, but instead, Jimmy chose to help Rivers. Jimmy even made Rivers part of his family. He currently lives in Jimmy's house with the family. Rivers now has 2 jobs and a much brighter future. Rivers says thank you each day to Jimmy. So you see, when that wallet got stolen by a homeless kid, Jimmy Galese could have called on the police, courts, or social services, but instead, he called on the best problem solver of all, our compassion within. It's about walking and talking with Jesus on the road we call life. It's about standing at the foot of a cross and in faithfulness standing by an empty tomb. As the darkness is lifted and life becomes hopeful once again.